Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Did you know we recently updated rancorsbrothel.com along with our new branding? The updated website includes a detailed archive page, online reviews, a gift shop, and alternate ways to contact the podcast. Check out some favorite old episodes, leave us a review, buy some merch, or drop us a line. All available now at rancorsbrothel.com. Don't wait, check it out today. And if you need dice, check out our friends at metallicdicegames.com. Friends of the podcast can get 10% off any order using the promo code RBP10. Enjoy the show.
Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children, and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Part 2, Dances of Vice, Horror, and Ecstasy.
Everything goes dark, and everyone kind of gets silent, low murmurs, as the curtain opens a little bit, and a man walks out. It's the man that runs the club. Sort of shakily, almost, the audience begins to applaud, and he says, "Madames et messieurs, Damon and Heron, we've gathered here tonight because we all share a singular love, a love of beauty." Yes! And everyone goes crazy. Mm. "I say to you that we are here tonight to celebrate beauty, to worship her for the goddess that she is." And again, everyone sort of goes crazy. Mm. That's an interesting thing. Not sure why you would know that. Never mind. It notes that people are here likely to see scandalous and naked dancing. I don't know why you would think
that's
that.
That's fair, at a burlesque club, yeah. So.
So a lot of people here are definitely here for, like, scandalous stuff.
Our featured dancers tonight, soon to depart the city for what is sure to be a well-received engagement in Amsterdam, are Frau Anita Berber and her husband and dance partner, Henri Chatain-Hoffmann. Chatain is Chatain dash Hoffmann, Hoffmann. And it's Henri, Henri. And he continues and say, after the applause sort of dies down a little bit, he continues and says, "The first piece is a solo performance by Frau Berber entitled Morphine." And he claps his own way off stage. The curtain rises. An old armchair sits on the stage. A woman, Berber, lies back in its comforting arms, nearly lost in it. She wears a high-collared black dress that clings to her every curve and angle. Her hair is held down under a black diaphanous cap. In her hand is a syringe. She stares at her forearm. And then, on a vitaphone, which is an interesting instrument, you begin to hear a song play. Now, this book gives you the name of it. I'm kind of curious if y'all know it. So if you have, like, knowledge of art and music or a general know, I will allow a general knowledge check to see if you know the actual song.
Yes.
No. I've never heard music before, actually.
Is music a thing? Is that real?
It's the devil.
You know that it is the song Morpheum by Misha Spelinski.
Is this a real song?
Yes.
Can we play it?
Oh, yeah.
Very 1920s.
Um,
While this song plays, Berber injects the syringe into her arm. And as the music plays on, she sits silent and unmoving, and then, explosively, she arches her body out of the chair. She begins to dance about the stage in a jerking motions, ending in ecstatic poses. She returns to the chair, dancing around it. She looks out to the audience and smiles knowingly. And then her face becomes a mask of contorted pain. She shudders, and she falls, her back arched painfully across the arms, the formerly welcoming chair, and the curtain falls.
Dottie is looking quite concerned. Can I roll, like, I don't know, pharmacy or something?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like maybe...
You wouldn't be close enough to figure out if there was even anything in the syringe.
Right, but based off of her reaction, she knows what medications can do to people and
certainly.
What...
You can roll that. I'll give it to you. Let's roll dice.
She did not make it. Sorry.
You are unsure. It was as erratic as it was, it could have been anything at this point.
Okay.
Morphine, ideally not, because that would probably put you out.
Yeah. It's an opioid.
So when that ends, does everyone in the room, is everyone clapping?
Oh, they're on their feet.
Oh, okay. By the way, can I just say, I rolled the sex number.
Nice! That's a crit!
Sorry.
No, thank you for telling us. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone is on their feet. You hear people whistling. You hear a man in the back yell, "Take it off next time!"
What a pig.
From another table, you hear another one yell, "Top swine!"
What?
I assume he just called her a pig!
I assume that's a 1920s term for something
what?
Else.
Note to all listeners, please do not yell top swine at a woman.
We're bringing ever. It back.
Or man. I don't care.
We're bringing top swine back.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Don't
Y'all
do it.
Can call each other top swine. Don't say that to a lady. Just putting that on
Don't
there.
Say that to anybody in general, but yeah.
Berber comes exploding out from behind the curtain and talks over the heckler who yelled top swine. With almost like sparks flying from her eyes. You hear, "If you really think I'm top swine, why don't you come to my hotel room later for a closer inspection?" Oh. And the whole crowd, ooh.
Oh, shit.
They all laugh in approval. Even the heckler kind of laughs but shrinks back. She leaps back onto the stage and goes back behind the curtain. And Growl kind of looks at you and says, "Well, now that was certainly something. What did you all think?"
What does top swine mean?
You would know that it's like it's a heckle. It's like it's literally calling her a pig.
Yeah. Gross.
That was weird.
Like show winning pig, like babe.
Like you would know. That's good. You would know.
Yes, but no.
You would guys, the two of you who have seen her before would note that she has like not aged well. She looks very frail. She looks drugged out even more so than before.
Yes, kids. Morphine and opioids
you guys are sitting,
bad.
You guys are sitting close enough to the stage to tell that her makeup, while helps from afar, probably isn't helping much to begin with.
Mm. It's very, very crusty. She didn't moisturize before she put it on.
And then in the middle of this conversation with Grau, you see the man return to the stage and says, "My dear audience, we are now to witness the beauty portion of the evening. First, a duet between Frau Berber and her husband entitled Salome, Princess of Judah." And he slides off stage again.
Princess of what?
Judah. When the curtain rises this time, you see a large bronze vessel sits on the stage. Its rim is spattered with glistening globules of blood. And a man enters from stage left, dressed in the garb of a Roman palace guard. He drags behind him a woman in a scarlet cloak who crawls upon the ground as if beaten down. Berber, of course. And all the audience can see that she crawls to the edge of the vessel inhales the smell of the blood within. And somehow the scent of the blood seems to activate her. Twisting in a slow spiral, she rises. And the vitaphone plays again. You can roll a knowledge roll if you wish to find out what the name of this song is.
Got it.
Nope. I got it too.
You know music. It is Richard Strauss's Dance of the Seven Veils.
Ooh.
Now, obviously, this has more instruments behind it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you will hear the music there.
Look at this guy. Nope. Richard Strauss.
And Berber, who was playing Salome here, twirls about the vessel, her face lustful as she stares down into its gory depths. Beneath her cloak, she is clearly nude, but she dances with a large fan of ostrich feathers, which offers only tantalizing glimpses as she spins and swirls. At last, discarding the fan, she reaches down into the vessel and covers her hands in gore. Stretching back, she rubs her bloody hands across her naked abdomen, letting the crimson carnage run down over her thighs. She appears to be transported by ecstasy, staggering about the stage, finally stopping to raise the cloak around her and disappearing inside. She rises again, dropping the cloak entirely now. She stands fully naked, but for a crown of silver palm leaves on her head. She twirls back to the vessel, and she lays across it, letting her head dangle over the edge while she arches her back and thrusts her blood-covered pelvis toward the sky. And the curtain drops. And the crowd again applauds, and you hear people yell, "She still has it, wouldn't you say?" And again, Growl looks at you and says, "It's incredible, isn't it? Was she this good before?"
There was a monkey last time. I hope the monkey is not
that popped
in the vessel.
Sorry.
That got me. He kind of says, "Interesting. Did the monkey dance?"
No.
In a sense, yes.
My God. Why are you like this?
Dottie will look at you and go, "You've met her?"
I don't remember her art being quite like this.
You remember her simply singing to a crowd. I believe she was fully or at least mostly nude.
Mm-hmm. She was like a pure cabaret.
Certainly
person,
less
yeah.
gore.
And in a much smaller arena as well.
And
so
also
a small club.
Fewer drugs? Maybe fewer drugs.
Just cocaine. Which at the time,
cocaine.
A lot of people were doing cocaine.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, she had a ring that she opened up and took a bump while Lottie was sitting with her. Like that.
Like Amber Heard on the stand.
As everyone is clapping, I'm going to look around and then say, "Top swine." And then look around like, am I doing it right?
Everybody's looking at you like, "The f***, man."
I don't know what it means.
Adelaide is deeply concerned about the character changes in Frederick.
I think you don't know what it means. Frederick knows what it means.
I don't know. He's had a lot of brain
damage.
It's
rude to say.
Hold on. Let's look it up.
I did. I couldn't find it.
Really?
Yes. When I searched Top Swine, it just brought up a bunch of really cool
It's
dreams.
Not far off from what you said. Like, yeah, she's a pig, but she's the best pig. Yeah. Like, it's basically exactly what it is.
It's very rude.
It's
like calling Teddy the best of the idiot dogs.
Yeah. He's number one.
He is number one idiot dog.
I'm going to move on. The director again appears. He's very sweaty, very shaky, and oh my goodness. We are definitely in for a treat. For her final performance of the evening, a solo number once again by Frau Berber, entitled Astarte. Which, if you're taking notes, is Astarte.
Oh. So Urban Dictionary says that swine means that you're lower than scum.
Yeah.
Very rude.
Aww.
So
the pig comment that you stated earlier is accurate.
Astarte.
Yes. So it is not good.
Not good at all.
It means that you're at the top of the scum, but you're still scum.
And the curtain rises again. The vitaphone this time plays a Tchaikovsky interlude.
Ooh. I hate Tchaikovsky. God.
She comes onto the stage wearing a long silver cape and a silver helmet, from which flutter many ostrich feathers. Her face is covered by a black mask, not unlike the ones worn by people in the audience. Apart from these vestments, she wears nothing. The effect is startling. With her face covered, her androgyny is emphasized even more. The feathers lend her a bird-like aspect, emphasized by the first moves of the dance, a piercing cry followed by a tinkling laugh. Thank you for the Foley art. It should be ridiculous, but the audience is rapt. And then the cape falls from her shoulders as she dances, first around the stage and then down into the audience. In the light of the pursuing spotlight, her lithe body seems to blaze like a magnesium torch. The mask drops, showing her face, electrified with the frenzy of the dance. Every head turns to follow. Here and there, some of the audience begin to rise from their chairs. I need each of you to make an extreme pow roll.
Ooh.
Extreme is what again?
The one-fifth.
Okay. So we're shooting for one-fifth pow?
You should have the one-fifth written in on your pow.
So that's the lower number?
Right. It's the lowest number.
Three. No.
I didn't get it, no. I think we're about to get sorceled.
You all begin to stand and dance and move. Some of you begin to dance wildly, tipping wine and champagne bottles over your mouths. And those in the crowd are also doing the same. You don't seem to have control over yourselves or really even knowledge of what you're doing. It's just happening. And you move toward others nearest to you, and some individuals begin to tear into each other with unbridled lust, regardless of prior relationship, gender, or orientation. Burble begins to laugh, her tinkling laugh again, genuflecting. She surmounts the table and holds a magnum of champagne aloft, and she screams to Astarte! And she begins to pour the champagne down the front of her body as some of her revelers rush to her and lap it from her body.
Yikes.
I need you to roll me 1d10.
6.
6.
5.
That's how much sanity we lose.
Uh-oh.
Not yet.
Oh, God.
Told you.
I need you now to roll a hard con roll, which would be your half.
I could do this. Oh, no.
I need new dice.
I got it. I got it.
I did not. I got a 99.
Emily, can I have some of your pretty dice?
Do you want to try a different dice?
I actually got it hard.
Hell yeah.
Adelaide, after roughly 5 hours, you fall unconscious.
That's fair.
Frederick, roughly after 6 hours, you fall unconscious. Dottie?
Mm-hmm.
You maintain consciousness, but after roughly 6 hours, you begin to sort of come to. I need Adelaide and Frederic to roll me a d4.
2.
4.
That is how many magic points you lose.
No, ooh. I need magic!
Make sure you keep the original circled and just kind of like mark them off so you know where your original is at, because you can get them back.
Oh, I had the original written at the top.
Yeah, that's the fine. Original. That's, I forgot there's like a box. The original should be written at the
top. I forgot there's a box for that. My apologies. Neither of you went to 0 on magic points, did you?
No.
Okay, it doesn't matter because it just knocks you out. I also need each of you to roll me a d3.
Oh my God.
That's a 6 divided by 2, right?
1.
Yeah, you can roll a d6. 1 and 2 are 1. 2 and 3 are 2.
2.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You roll a 2 on
three.
The die?
No, I rolled a 3 on the die.
I rolled a 6.
So that is 3.
Mm-hmm.
1.
1 and 2. That is how much sanity you lose.
No! It's because Adelaide has never danced before. She's like, oh my god, what is happening?
Due to the attendant of feeling helplessness that comes from falling under some sort of strange spell, if you will. Dottie, you see your two friends passed out on the floor. You see many people passed out on the floor, and many people continuing to dance. You do not see Anita Berber. You do not see Alvin Grau. What do you do?
Am I naked?
Give me a luck roll.
What a question.
So you roll against your luck score.
On the dot.
Then you are not naked. You may have unbuttoned a couple of buttons. You were in a dress.
Yes.
It's very ruffled. Maybe you have a strap down, but you are not naked.
Okay. I am going
to... probably notice some strange fingernail marks across your arms.
Ooh.
That are probably not yours.
There's a cat loose in here.
Some sticky spots.
And I look around. What else do I see? Do you want me to do a spot hidden?
Sure.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, make sure when you succeed on a roll, you check it.
Yay.
You notice what I explained. You see people dancing. You see people passed out. You do not see Alvin Grau.
Do I see his flower?
No, you see his empty glass sitting there.
Okay.
And you see your two friends either laid across a table or passed out in the chair, perhaps.
Okay, I'm going to go over to my two friends and I'm going to check on them. I have first aid. Would you like me to roll that?
Sure.
Okay. Let's hope I can get this for you guys.
Roll one for each. So for Frederick...
Got it.
Nice.
Okay.
And got it.
Okay. So you managed to maybe throw some water in their faces and kind of get them conscious, but they are very much...
smelling salts. She's got smelling salts in her pocket.
No idea what's going on whatsoever, and it's going to take you... If you wish to like help them out, it would take a very immense amount of time and power through a crowd of dancing people. Now, you are a very strong woman, so that helps, but...
It does help.
This is what you see.
Do I smell anything?
Like, that's a dangerous question.
Like, chemically. Like a pheromone or...
No.
Good question.
Okay.
But dangerous.
Well, yes. I'm sure that there's... icky sense, but I just meant like because she has pharmacy knowledge, is it?
Yeah.
Like, and, is there something where she's like, huh? So it would take a while to get them out of here?
If that's what you would want to do, yes.
I mean, she kind of wants to figure out what happened before she leaves, but she also understands that you're not in great shape.
So are we lucid or are we...
Very loosely.
Okay. You are like... Have you ever been... under anesthesia, and like when you first wake up and you're just like
dentist,
yeah, you're just trying to figure out what's going on and where you're at and who moved you, because when you fell asleep you were in the OR and now you're not.
Where'd that cute nurse go?
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of in that stage, would be my guess. Yes,
very much.
Cool. I just kind of told Lucas what you guys were doing. Sorry.
Roll me a deep. Roll me a d4.
Me?
Yeah.
No. 4.
It takes you roughly 40 minutes to, you know, pull them out one by one, probably, to get them out onto the street. In
so
the 20
rain, minutes a piece?
Probably.
Then? Okay.
Because you gotta go through, again, you're salmoning through people, and now you're pulling somebody behind you. Or maybe you're trying to get them to hook your arm. Like, they're not walking well. When you get them outside, they just collapse onto the sidewalk, essentially, probably laughing,
euphoric,
murmuring, very euphoric and strange.
I imagine that Friedrich was dancing for 6 hours. Like, you know the video of those emo kids underneath the overpass?
Yes, yeah.
Like, that was 6 hours.
Those are
goth
kids. Those are emo kids. I was like, hold up. I don't know. Separate.
I feel, I don't want to put things into your characters, like, make your character do something you don't want to. But I feel like maybe Adelaide and Friedrich did some making out.
I have a feeling there was a lot of that happening.
That's why it was so difficult to get them out of the club, was because they just kept stopping to make out.
Gross.
I mean, that would make
you guys were passed out. Remember? I woke you up.
Right.
So you guys were already passed out.
But there was 5 hours of dancing before.
Oh, yeah. No. I have a feeling.
If you keep up with my goth kid dance.
I have a feeling Friedrich has lipstick in places he would not be comfortable with.
Oh, my God. She gets
just down. A thought. And I have a feeling
my
Adelaide.
My elbows were going so fast. Yeah. How'd she kiss them?
My God.
Yeah. I also. Yes. I also feel like Adelaide has lipstick in places that she did not intend for them to be.
Absolutely, she does.
Because.
Oops.
You all do.
My God. No.
Not a
vampire.
I feel like mascara is running. I feel like we're hot. We're sweaty. We need some water. It's like July and it's like 127 degrees awful. And everybody's just like sticky. That's the way I feel. Can I save this roll for the question I'm going to ask?
Ask the question.
The question is on her way out while kind of looking at after these two, but also like trying to figure out what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's looking around. Does she see anything? Does she smell anything? Does she notice anything? Is she... Like, you know, the silver cape is
like
still there.
Yeah, different from when
yeah, like different aspects as she's going out and coming in and, you know, like looking at you guys, but also like looking at everyone else, looking around.
The biggest change you've been able to notice is mm-hmm. that it's sort of become an orgy.
That's fair. That's a significant change.
Wait a minute.
And you definitely have marks on your bodies that were not there before.
But she doesn't see anything on the stage. She doesn't see, like, where anybody could have gone.
The curtain is closed. You do not see any more props. No.
I feel like she wants to go back in, but don't split the party and Call of Cthulhu.
Make a good point.
You
could have just left us there.
That is also a thing.
I feel like she would have looked behind the curtain. So maybe in between pulling one of these two out, she would have looked behind the curtain to see if there was anybody there. At least, like, you know, stuck her head, called out for, what was his name, Growl?
Yoo-hoo.
Growl.
Yoo-hoo.
Growl. You see no one back there.
Do I see anything back there?
I mean, it's,
do
it's
I
backstage.
Smell anything back
it's,
there?
It's backstage.
I...
So, I mean, you, probably the smell of alcohol. And stuff, and you know, something to that effect,
but no, like weird botanical smells.
No,
or
nothing to that effect.
Scents or
you do
ammonia.
Not see, you don't see anyone back there at all. I mean, you might see a couple people making out, but it's no one you would know.
Do I see a light switch?
Maybe on the far wall, but the lights are on. So the lights are on.
Oh,
on
I
stage.
Didn't know the lights were on because she was dancing, so I thought the lights were off.
No, the lights were never turned off.
Oh.
Spotlight
it?
Is,
no,
the spotlight
you said
is,
it went dark.
It did go dark.
It went dark. When she started.
But did they come back? The lights
did they come
back
on?
The spot,
when she started?
Sorry, so there was a spotlight on her. That the spotlight never went off. My apologies.
Okay.
The spotlight followed her as she danced.
Right, and I remember
so
that.
So there would
but
be
like
a spotlight
the whole
on
room.
The rest of the room is mostly dark. Yes.
So do I see a light switch to turn it on?
Sure.
Maybe that'll wake people up. So she'll click the light switch. Does it change anything?
No.
Are there doors that she can prop open? Because she's a little concerned about everybody inside.
If you walk far enough, there is probably an exit on the back side.
Okay.
You can open that door if you wish.
She would like to prop it open if she can. Like, okay. She just finds a random shoe and shoves it underneath
sure,
there.
Sure.
She wants to aerate. Okay. She feels like this is a chemical warfare type feeling.
Right.
Like, You know, like that, or like something was slipped into people's drinks. So people need air. People
how
need,
long? How much time? How much time are you spending then here?
Oh, like 10 minutes. She's like just kind of like quickly rushing through, yeah. I mean, but within, also like
within
trying to
10
be...
minutes, there's no change. I mean, okay. There might be a slight breeze now. The rain is still coming down outside. Okay. You don't see any vehicles out back.
Quick little
it's actually an
side
alleyway,
note.
So there wouldn't be any vehicles.
Are there any money or pretty things just kind of laying around? Are there any magical items to help us upon our quest?
Unless you're picking the pockets of people's whose
not
pants
are on the
floor.
Not picking pockets, but like that's what I mean. Like, is there just like random things that maybe she can pick up? Like,
there might be
is there
a tip
an insignia?
Laying on the table.
Is that Vaughn, what the fuck his name was? Is he still there? Killinger? Nazi man?
You do not see him.
So he's not there. Are any of his cronies there? Okay, what are they doing?
Kissing? Either dancing or fucking. One of the two.
Or laid out. Are the tomboy girls there?
Some of them might be, yes.
She has prophylactics because she just carries them. So she just kind of like, when she walks past them, she just like pops prophylactics in their mouths. Because she doesn't want these little girls to get pregnant.
All right.
She's very concerned.
You might be missing a few.
Oh, that's fair. So there's no like, there's no, none of these Nazi guys have their insignia just kind of laying around. No shiny pins. No,
I mean, like I said, unless you're going through somebody's pockets, you're not going to find much.
So there's not like women's necklaces or jewelry just like
I mean, maybe.
About.
You are a
actually,
loot
goblin. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you would find some things
I
lying
have
around.
Bills to pay. Don't judge me.
You would find some things lying around. Okay. Everyone's occupied if you wanted to
stash. I just didn't know if there was anything of interest or anything fancy that maybe.
A pearl necklace, a ring. I mean, I'm sure you would find things.
Probably a few of those here.
Austin.
What?
Austin.
It's German in the 20s. It was high fashion.
I'm watching you.
Continue. Keeper.
Not wrong. Oof. German in the 20s.
It's not dungeon porn. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, it kind of looked like it when you guys were in there.
So is there water around? Because I'm sure she went in also to get you guys like just straight up water.
Yeah, you could probably find the kitchen and find the sink. And all right,
she'll
some
grab like a couple glasses of water and then run back outside to you guys to give it to you. Please don't tell me you wandered off.
Roll me luck.
Damn it.
What's your total luck score?
90.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Cut it in half.
Oh.
Oh.
You're so lucky.
I got 90 on the dot. F*** you, Lucas.
Both of your friends are gone when you get out.
My.
Is the penny farthing still there?
Yes.
No!
You see the penny farthing.
I would see that.
The
something
rain, happened. The rain is coming down very hard now.
Is there any indication of which way they went?
No.
Is there anyone else outside? What time is it? 5 hours after midnight, so it's like 5 a.m.?
6 hours technically, so it's 6 a.m.
Okay, so 6 a.m. Is there a police officer, a newsboy, a baker?
Roll me luck.
Got it.
You
in hard
find an officer who is patrolling at 6 a.m.
She's going to
couple
ask
of blocks down
if he's seen anybody. She seems to have lost her friends, and she just.
You have
like
to be more specific,
away.
Madam. There are all kinds of people wandering home at this time of morning.
Explain what these two look like. That they were a little slap happy from the night before.
So was everyone else.
Yes, I understand, sir. But this, Adelaide, what do you look like?
A person
wearing masks.
Masks were probably gone by then. Oh. A lot of things were taken off. In fact. There's a chance that they might not have been wearing much at all, if anything at all, when you took them out. They were enamored.
She would describe them to a T.
I saw two individuals. I believe one went west, one went north. They were not together. One was not wearing much more than shoes. The other, I believe, had a tie and his underwear on.
Oh, that was me.
Oh.
Hey, well.
Wait, I'm wearing only shoes?
Which one went west?
The woman.
The woman. Okay.
That makes sense. My house is over here.
She can't have gone more than a few blocks. If you run, you might catch her.
Thank you. So she runs to find Adelaide.
Roll me luck.
Got it.
Thank you.
Adelaide has dropped to her seat and is just sitting up against a random shop door, laughing and half asleep.
Okay, so if they were... She was naked. She would have grabbed like a coat or something on her way out to give to Adelaide.
Okay.
So she's going to wrap you in a coat and give you some water.
Thank you.
And she's going to... does Adelaide have her pocketbook on her with her money? Roll luck.
I would imagine so.
She do, because the six number.
Nice.
Again?
For some reason, she keeps money in her shoes.
So before we move on, I'll cut this.
No, part. I like the visual of her in her like her boots like laced up, mm-hmm. and then she's just sitting on the ground naked with her clutch in her lap.
Oh, I do like that.
I nailed
too.
This. Got my shoes. Got my purse. What else do I need? Yeah.
In an oversized like, Dottie found like the biggest guy's coat just because she wanted to like wrap you in it. So like you're wearing like this oversized gentleman's like. Tuxedo.
It's got a bunch of Nazi shit on it.
That would be amazing.
No.
Yes, because then she'd have the insignia.
Oh.
Metagaming.
As a reminder, since it's been a very long time since anybody's played Call of Cthulhu.
That's true.
For other skills other than luck in combat, mm-hmm. You can spend luck points to succeed in rolls.
Mm. Oh, yes, I remember.
So you just mark off the luck points. You don't get them back, but you do...
Wait, you do? Grady just played it wrong.
No, I play it the same way. You don't play it wrong. You play it the Rancor's Brothel way. You do not get your fucking luck points back because it makes the game more decisive.
I will fight you.
You fight all you want.
So it's spending a certain amount of luck to get that.
Yeah, so like if you're like 2 points shy of succeeding, you can spend two luck points and succeed on it.
Is that why I have so little luck?
Probably.
You can spend as much as you want to succeed. It's just, once it's gone,
it's gone. One big success and that's it.
So Adelaide has her pocketbook. Yes. She's wrapped in a coat. She's drinking water. How is she mentally?
Out of it.
So she's not even like coming out of it with fresh air. She's not.
Maybe a little more clarity, but it's as someone who works in the medical field, this is going to take time.
Just time? Nothing
time and
else
rest,
I can do?
Probably. Rest, time and rest.
Okay. So because she has her pocketbook,
mm-hmm.
She is going. Are there like a car or taxi around?
At 6 a.m., it's going to be very few and far between.
Okay. Just because she wants to try and get Friedrich.
Mm-hmm. So are you dragging Adelaide with you?
Yeah, she's going to pick her up, sling her over her shoulder, because she does have a strength of 70. And what's your size, Adelaide?
55.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I will say that we'll slow you down some, but that is fine.
But then she's going to start heading north to find the man in his underpants.
Roll me luck at half.
Got it.
19, my friend.
The girl's lucky.
Under.
You find Frederick murmuring. You're not even sure what he's saying. It might not even be German.
Is it French?
It could be a mixture of German and French, and as well as slurs and mumbles, speaking to a lamppost as if it were a person.
And it's getting heated.
Yeah. Friedrich, here, have some water.
I'll finish with you in a minute.
Same situation. It's just going to take time and rest.
That's fine. I'm assuming in this district, and for those of you that can't see, it's still by the theater. Yes?
Yes.
Correct.
Cool. Is there a hotel nearby?
Look at the hotel's chart on that legend.
There is. Gorlitzer Bahnhof. No, that's a station.
Look at the hotel list.
Well, it says hotels and
stations.
Yeah, there's like weird combos. It's like churches and hospitals.
Yeah. We are
all the same.
Kind of. The closest one is Hotel Roter Adler, which is way north of us. Mother truck. Wait, hold on. What are the colors?
None of you would live in that same district.
Lied.
So it'd be a while.
I lied a lot. The closest one. No, I didn't lie. It's the same ones. Because I'm sorry. Whoever made this map, please do not use orange and red.
Yeah, it's a mistake. Yeah,
that is a bad color combination. Thank you.
On a mostly orange
on map. On a mostly orange and yellow map. That is
with red streets.
Just a horrible idea.
I appreciate the attempt to make it vintage.
100%. Howsoever. Ever.
The small map, I believe, are the same colors. It wasn't so even Chaosium that put out the large map.
Sorry, we would probably be close because we're here, right? So we're probably like up a block
or two. You probably had to go a couple more blocks to find him.
So we are near Friedrichstrasse Bahnhof, which is a train station.
Truth.
So she would get them to the train station to get them back to either Adelaide's or her place to let them rest. Probably back to her place because that's she'd know where to go. And she knows her shit.
Yeah, I don't think that the judge would look kindly upon.
No. So, like, they'd go way further west, but she really needs them to get back to her place so that way she can take care of them, get them water, get them cleaned up. Thankfully, I feel like Lottie and Dottie shared an apartment and not a lot of people knew that. So she would have like gentlemen's coats and things for Friedrich to put on. And she'd have obviously clothes in Dottie's size or sorry, Lottie's size for Adelaide to try and get them. She'd bathe them and, you know, kind of take care of them because she has a little bit of medicine and try to get them to sleep. Yeah. And because she has the money from Adelaide's purse, she is paying for it with Adelaide's money.
Theft.
Oh,
nice.
Definitely theft, but would you rather be naked in the street?
No.
Exactly. And she just keeps writing like these, I owe you, or Friedrich owes you blank. I owe you blank. Like, sure. She's just writing like little, like, I owe you notes.
Okay.
How much time does it take for these two buttheads to get their lives back together?
Once you get them home, I assume you two go to bed. You would be out of it a little bit.
Well, yes, but she would probably still be the mother hen to try and get everybody fixed and make them maybe some cabbage soup. Try to hydrate.
You
hydrate,
can try
hydrate,
to
hydrate.
Feed them, but they're probably not even swallowing it.
That's why it's soup, so they can just drink it.
Yeah, same sitch.
I know, but, you know, sips.
If I drown in something. Soup, I'm going to be soaked.
Those water weights didn't work
she
at
makes
all.
Sure you're in the recovery position on your side, hanging over, so if you puke, it's out away from you.
Right. Cute.
Soup position.
Adelaide probably has the bed. Friedrich probably has the couch.
This is bullshit.
And, well, actually, no, there would be two beds, so you guys each probably have a bed, yay. And then Dottie has the couch. And she pushed the couch in front of the door so you guys can't leave.
That's is there a window?
Yes.
You wake up.
I'm awake.
Sun's out.
Guns out.
You're in a room you've never been in before. You have no idea where you are. You're a bit groggy. Probably have a massive headache.
Yep.
You feel very hungover, although you drank very little, as far as you're aware. What do you do?
Mind you are probably wearing somebody's weird clothes.
Also true. You're
that
wearing someone's
probably
coat?
Well, no, because she probably would have tried to dress her in like Lottie's like
clothes. Okay.
Like probably like a nightgown or something.
Okay. Is your size is smaller, right? So probably
yeah,
larger
was,
clothing.
Yeah, she was the same size as Lottie.
Right. So you're wearing clothing that doesn't fit you at all. It's very large.
No,
clothing.
She would be wearing Lottie's clothing, not Dottie's.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Gotcha. Never mind then.
So it looks familiar to you.
There is a chance that what you're wearing looks very familiar and it might creep you out. Roll sand.
Sorry.
Sam. I got a 10.
That's
so you're probably
a success. No loss. Mm-hmm. You realize you're wearing a blouse that you've seen Lottie wear before.
Okay. So I would get out of bed and try to look around the, like, I would assume there's probably other stuff in this room that I recognize.
What's in the room?
She would be in Lottie's room, so okay. She would see, you know, I don't know.
Maybe like a bag.
A comb or lingerie that you know was Lottie's. That,
you're probably seeing things that you knew Lottie owned and maybe had worn before.
So I could probably deduce by that that
her roll of tools would be like laying on the dresser.
Either way, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is
stressful.
Weird. So I'm going to get out of bed and walk around the apartment and try to figure out who else is here.
Okay. You go into the hallway, into the main hall, into the main room, I suppose. Was he in another bedroom as well?
Yeah, he was in my bedroom.
But Dottie is on the couch in front of the door, right?
Yeah.
You see Dottie there. Also, Dottie wakes up. Like, as soon as you walk out, Dottie wakes up.
She would sit bolt upright and go, "Are you okay?"
I think so.
Do you feel okay? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? She'd be like mother henning you.
I feel terribly hungover.
I have something just for you. She digs around in her purse and she pulls out aspirin.
It's cocaine.
It's compressed cocaine.
No, it would be aspirin. Yeah. It would probably be like willow bark powder, which it was an old aspirin. Yeah. So she would hand you aspirin and probably, I think they had anti-nausea pills back then too. It would probably be like a combination because, again, little pharmacy thief, like any pills that fall on the floor, she just kind of scoops them up.
For those keeping score, it is Sunday morning. I had to Google to see what the date was. Gotcha. I'm curious. It is a Sunday morning.
Cute. Sunday morning. Cool.
What?
Do you not remember?
That was creepy. I rolled dice and then ice fell. In the middle of your conversation, Frederick probably comes kind of slumbering out very groggily. Very groggily.
As soon as I woke, if I heard them talking, mm-hmm. I would yell about how I know that rent is due next week.
Yep.
She doesn't have to bother me.
You don't even realize you're in a room that you don't recognize.
Dottie would look at Adelaide and go, "Well, Friedrich's up."
And then I storm out. Cruel bat! Wait.
Still has his tie on, by the way.
Yeah. You are wearing a tie and, like, she would probably have fastened something around your waist, so at least, like, it looked like you had, like, like an adult diaper.
You had underwear on.
I had underwear.
He had underwear, but, like, she would have tried to make him feel a little bit more comfortable. Maybe it was, like, her father's old clothes, so it's, like, really baggy, like, you know, old German dude, right? Yeah. Like, so like really baggy, so like it's almost like tied with rope around your waist.
I imagine really loose suspenders.
Yes.
Can you tell us what we remember?
That's a really hard thing to answer without a roll.
Could Dottie say, "Well, what do you guys remember?"
Yeah, that
they go.
Let's role play that.
They okay. go.
You remember nothing.
Yeah, she would say.
You remember the music starting, and that's about it.
She will say, "Welcome to my home. I'm going to make you breakfast. What do you guys remember from last night?"
I remember nothing. Sipping
as
champagne.
She seats you guys at her little kitchenette table and starts making eggs and bacon. And Met.
Let me look at the skill.
For those of you that do not know, Met is non-cooked ground beef.
Ew.
With
no, thank
onions.
You.
They very eat German. This on toast. You are welcome.
That's wait, bad. This is totally uncooked?
You ever had English breakfast?
It is tartar.
No.
You ever had English breakfast? They just dump like baked beans all over your eggs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fuck that.
It's not bad. Good. It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
But German breakfast, Met, is not my favorite thing in the world. Howsomever, the bread is amazing. Mm. So because you guys are hungover, she wouldn't make like a lot of Met, but it would just kind of be like in the fridge. So she'd pull it out, or the ice box. And so she'd pull it out while she, you know, had probably scrambled an egg or made potatoes or something.
Potatoes.
But you smell the bread like as she like puts it on the pan to warm it up for you. Like, you know, essentially trying to mother hen both of you into health.
In memory.
And then she would also hand Friedrich the same concoction that she handed Adelaide and say, here, take this. It will help.
Never met a pill I didn't take.
Also, you guys would...
As your therapist, I have a problem with that statement.
Welcome to the Rancor's Brothel. We're not drugs. We're not druggies. I promise.
We are not drugs.
We're also not drugs. Yeah. We do drink a lot. Some of us.
Do we?
Some of us.
Speak I for had yourselves. A beer.
Yeah, I was going to say, Amy and I are like, Coke.
I'm dead. We're just doing Coke.
Amy just drink Coke. Just we drink liquid bump. Coke, my friends.
I had, I will give the two of you extreme idea rolls, which is intelligence. I think we've been doing no rolls wrong, and I need to look that up.
Yeah, I think no should go against your edu, not int.
No, I did not pass that.
Neither did I.
You remember nothing.
Nice.
Pretty you cool. have... You might have hickeys, you might have lipstick, you might have makeup rubbed onto you, you
she
probably
would
have
tried
nail
to bathe
marks.
Them, You're so unsure they may not have came. Lipstick because
that's fair. That's fine.
Dottie would have
one
tried
of my
to
gloves she would have like yeah. your boxers.
She would have like bathed them, clothed them, put them to bed like a mom. She has done this many a time for Lottie.
I look at the bruises on my chest and like I was attacked.
Daddy would turn around with a wooden spoon in her hand and go, yes, but in a more erotic fashion.
Oh, thank God.
And then she'd go like this and point at her neck and look at you like.
Future state okay. No is under edu, not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I think you guys rolled well enough to succeed either way on everything, yeah, so I'm not worried about
my
it.
My edu
but
is significantly yeah. higher than my int.
So. In future stance, we'll make sure no rolls
my
are
my int
edu.
Is 80 and my edu is 65.
Oh, that makes
so.
Sense. Yeah, int is just like
it actually says idea next
idea.
To it.
Yeah, yeah it does.
Edu does not say shit.
No.
It should.
Let's put no underneath it. No. So now we
that
know.
That is a good idea.
Okay. But yeah, and then... she would also start making coffee, or she'd turn around and say, coffee or tea?
Coffee,
yes.
Milk? So she would, like, bring, like, she'd be, like, again, mother henning you guys, feeding you, putting stuff on your plate, buttering your toast for you. Yes. Like, does Dottie remember a lot? Because she never went unconscious.
You remember everything after you woke up.
So
after
I
five
don't,
hours.
Anything
even
prior
if
to
I,
that, you don't have a clue.
Okay. So, Dottie would explain what she remembers, what happened, finding...
It's an orgy.
Adelaide, and Friedrich, and all of us probably in the throngs of an orgy, even though you guys were unconscious.
Well, the aftermath of an orgy.
And it was still kind of continuing as I woke up and got you out of there. It may not have been you guys participating, but it was going on still.
Did you see Von Killinger?
No, he was gone. His, the people with him were there still. Russ, what was his name? Growl. Growl was gone. Berber was gone. Everybody was gone. Oh, that's just Fluffy. Leave her alone. And it's a cat and she's clawing the couch. Because Dottie
yes,
is
immersion.
A little old.
Yes, immersion.
Dottie is a little old cat lady, and she loves it.
Great.
Perfect.
Who takes care of her prostitute sister. It's fine.
Coming from someone who is allergic to cats.
Exactly. So she then explains, she points to certain areas on her body of, I assume we participated, as you see, like, hickeys, bite marks, scratch marks, kind of, you know.
We need to find Growl. Remember how keen he was on us enjoying the time? Because I assume I remember before I lost it, right?
Sorry, what again?
We remember, I think, up to the point of her dancing around, and then we don't remember
anymore. The music
anymore.
Hit, you saw her dance a little, and everything just fades from there.
Okay, so I remember Growl being very insistent, like, isn't this great?
happy.
And he called us there.
Roll me psychology. I believe it's
psychology. How about I roll psychology? Wait,
sorry. Psychoanalysis to read people? Because human is not in this game. Psychoanalysis to read people.
Yes, I got it.
He's a legitimate fan of Berber and her dancing. That's what you would have gotten from that.
But why did he want us there? We never got that, did we?
No.
We I mean, it's in the letter. You are an artist. He presumed that you would appreciate artistry, the art of dance. You know, through conversation with him, he would have tried to explain himself as much as he could, saying the same things. Like, you are a person who appreciates art. As a person in the art community, as he is, he was attempting to bring in new people to dance and performance, something that is beginning to die a little bit in this stage of the 20s. Obviously, it has a big resurgence later, but and the fact that Anita Berber is massively known, yet elusive, because she hasn't performed in nearly 4 years, at least in Berlin.
So he's just trying to hype this because of the love of the art. As far as we can tell.
Yeah, as far as you succeeded, yes?
Mm-hmm.
That is what you understand. He is a fan, and he's trying to bring people into the fold.
What time is it, and how much time is it? It's
11:30 a.m.
So it's 11:30, and time has elapsed. Dottie gets the paper, so she'd go to her door.
Okay.
To see if the paper was there.
I don't know that papers would be dropped on doorsteps this time. You might have to go to a corner and find
a newsie.
Because she wants to see if there's anything about the performance, if it was written.
If you go into, let's just say there's an arts and entertainment section, mm-hmm. because that's what we have nowadays, right? Or before newspapers died.
Like you said, it's been years since she's been there.
Yeah.
So it might have been
front page news. It's not front page, but it might be like second or third page.
Okay.
Front page might be political more than anything at this point.
Okay, so she's going to go past all of that, and she's going to look for
You find an article, a review. Mm-hmm. Someone
already wrote a review after they boned down in the orgy.
Well, they may have left. That's what she's trying to figure out.
You have
out.
To remember too that this is a time where there's typically a early and a late newspaper printed.
Okay.
There's typically like two newspapers delivered or bought on a corner.
Yeah, there's normally like
twice a day.
Yeah, twice a day. Okay. So like she would have grabbed from last night and this morning. Yeah. Like she would have.
Like
tried
radio
to,
exists, and you know there's a radio tower there, but like. You also know that the news is it's still very much printed form.
Yeah.
You find a review. It's maybe a couple of paragraphs, and it's an ecstatic, approving review of the performance. How enamored it just explains how enamored the crowd was.
It
mentions a couple of hecklers, but that Anita and Henri Chatain had done a fantastic job performing.
It doesn't mention Growl at all because he was a exec at one point. So she's famous people normally get also quoted in these articles or anything.
No quotes, no reviews from outer sources. The only review is from the writer itself.
Okay.
Their self. My apologies. Okay.
Do we have a name on the writer?
I was just going to ask that.
Did Jon Snow?
Sounds great.
Jonathan Snowden, that's got an umlaut on it.
Yep. Snowden.
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 Edward Snowden. Yeah.
Snowden. I'm assuming phones are not very common and you have to go somewhere to get a phone call out, right? I don't remember in the 1920s. I know phones were a thing. I just don't remember how common they were.
You call into one of the plug-in people?
Yeah, you call it to the switchboard.
Switchboard operator.
The switchboard operator. But
plug in people,
you know.
I'm just trying to think because
who are you calling?
Well, so Dottie would think along the lines of trying to find Growl if she could maybe work with her medical contacts to see if she could get a home address or phone number for him.
Ooh.
Or try to call him. Does he live in Berlin?
He would live in Berlin, however. So. You wouldn't get a response. You would not get a number or an address.
Well, normally if you tell the switchboard who you're calling, they would at least certainly connect you. So she'd try to call him and see if he would answer.
No one under that name.
Nobody. No.
Well, I need to go pick up the farthing. And so we could go back and just see what the fallout has been.
Do you really want to go back to a place that maybe made us insane?
The phone rings. Thank you for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City was written by David Larkins with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. You can find us online at rancorsbrothel.com, Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel, and Twitter at Rancors_Brothel.